From Brooklyn, New York, this is Jarring Segue, an in-depth look at issues sent in by you, our listeners, and woven together in a jarring way.
My tears have stopped falling. The long, long nights are now at an end. The key to my...
I'm your host, Beth Hicks, and I am joined by...
Scott Austin.
And dun-da-da!
Johan Karabi.
That's right.
I will say that I hope that the producer on this one actually puts real trumpets instead of you doing the trumpet sound.
Okay. I hope that it's not replaced by real trumpets, but that song Trumpets.
Hi, I fucking hate you. Are you kidding me? Guys, we're not even fucking 2 minutes in, and I'm cussing up a storm.
No, you're right.
Both
you're right.
Assholes
you're right. You're right.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Well, it's going to be back. It's hot as shit here.
It's yes. hot as... It's
I don't know
hot
how you guys balls. Live in this fucking balls. City.
Balls.
I wonder if balls or shit are hotter.
Balls gross. Rubbed in shit.
Shitty balls.
Ew, stop.
It's like,
stop, guys.
Oh, it's just like a bad diaper for an
guys.
Infant.
I feel like at the point in my life when I look down and my balls are covered in shit, things have gotten bad.
You've gone full
my
circle.
My name is Beth Hicks, yes. and I disavow this entire conversation. Can we move on, please? This
guys,
is disgusting.
Guys, it has been like 2 minutes of podcast and we've already discussed shitty balls.
Can you please move on? You disgusting, disgusting men. Stop making me feel like a Victorian lady.
I had an image of them.
You are not a Victorian lady because you are currently leaning in to the microphone and showing me your cleavage.
I know, I'm showing boobs. I got little boobs, but they're friendly. They're friendly.
Friend or foe?
Friend.
One of each.
Friend, foe.
Do you have one boob that you prefer over the other one?
Yes.
Is your favorite? Which one's your favorite?
Which one do you like?
My right boob. My left
I don't
boob.
Feel audio on my left. Testicles.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like my dick and I are a weird relationship right now.
Why?
Well, I feel like we were much closer when I was younger. Now we don't really...
You don't talk as
I
much.
I barely look
yeah,
at
yeah, well,
it
once you
off.
Once you start to realize, like, oh... Hey, you've got some functions that I did not know about.
Mm.
Then, yeah, you're going to play with that new toy. But then when you're like, okay, I've jerked off before.
Yeah.
I've had sex.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
This is my penis. There are days that I'm like, yeah. Yeah, you're a nice friend. Look at you. And then there are other days that I'm like, you're going to make me late to work, man. Come on.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Like, and women don't have...
Jerking off in the morning? Is that what you're referring to?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm
that's
always... It's weird, because whenever I do that, I'm always late to work.
I
Even if I start
I'm
early.
I'm not.
I'm not. I know how to get myself off really quickly.
I'm bad in the mornings, I think.
Why? What is it about the morning? I would think you'd be faster in the mornings, because it's more... You know, that's what men... Like, that's when the hormonally men are, like,
really?
All jacked up in morning wood and blah,
yeah,
blah,
that's
blah.
True.
I actually know a woman named Dawn Wood.
Is she really?
Her name is Dawn Wood,
oh
and I can't deal with her name in a serious, mature way, so we're not, like, friends, even
That's
though
what's
I
preventing
think
you
she's
from being
really
friends
nice. Yeah, my immaturity. And I met her right before I moved to New York.
Well, that, I think you could lead with that one.
Yeah.
I would
yeah.
lead with that one.
I would lead with, sorry, Dawn Wood. Sorry, Morning Wood.
D-A-W-N?
Dawn. Yeah.
The morning dawn. The dawn. Dawn arises and so do I.
Dawnwood.
Dawnwood.
Duskwood.
The sun is up. My eyes are open and my dick is hard.
What is that?
It's me saying
Scott.
That's your poetry?
That's Scott. That's
I'm writing a poem.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Morning Wood, the poem.
Huh.
I like that.
All right.
Moving on.
Morning Wood, the poem, the movie.
This
could be
is...
the movie based on the poem.
I'm going to lick your face. Moving on.
By Sapphire.
Oh,
precious.
No. No.
Oh,
no.
Sapphire.
It's more like, no. That's
Sapphire.
More like, no, it's
who's
like more
Sapphire?
Like by Zane.
She's the woman who wrote Precious.
Oh.
She wrote Push.
She wrote Push.
Her name's Sapphire?
You know
or
they...
She's a stripper.
Her, no, that's her pen name.
Oh.
She
God.
Chose it.
Guys, is there
I feel
a
like everybody's
fucking
gonna
topic
stop
tonight?
Is everybody going to stop listening?
Should
right
we
now?
Start over?
I need
From
we
Brooklyn,
go.
New York, this is Jarring Segue. A look at what's topical and what's not. things that you send in. Ideas you, our listeners, send
to us.
This is
why Scott obviously doesn't do the lead-in.
This is why you don't do the lead-in.
I am your host.
We tried, and we'll never do it again.
And I'm joined this time here in this room.
Second grader? I'm joined, doing show and tell?
I'm joined with Mir.
With Mir?
With mirrors.
Meerkats.
We're in a fun house.
He is not drunk, everyone.
Wow.
He is not drunk.
Scott is out of his mind. Guys, it's good to be back. I will say, I know you guys have been chugging along without me, succeeding around every corner. I mean, just the level of success this podcast has achieved since I've left is astounding.
Don't mock. Don't
it's
mock.
It's not mockish.
Yes, it is. You're mocking. Can we talk about Beyonce and the Pope?
Let's talk about Beyonce and the Pope, because it is not Jarring Segue without Beyonce and the Pope.
Well,
and
we always talk about the fucking Pope.
What?
Sent in that she wants us to talk about what the Pope and Beyonce would talk about were they having a conversation.
And here's the thing. This new Pope, Pope Francis, I feel like he kind of would be cool and talk to Beyonce, and they'd have a cool conversation.
Yeah. You know, I've thought about this, and I think they would talk about animal rights and animal souls. Because,
is she big on animal rights?
Well,
no.
She's recently
gone vegan.
Said she's a vegan.
She wears leather.
She's gone vegan. But she, like, so there's a meme of her that's very popular, and it's, you know, on the top panel is her saying she's a vegan, and the bottom panel is times when she's illustrated she's not a vegan, like eating a burger in a music video that's just, like, really meaty and stuff like that. And I think the Pope would bring to the table the fact that a little kid was like, I wish my dog could be with me in heaven. He was like, oh, you'll see your dog again in heaven.
As long as he's not gay.
And other Catholics were like, hold the fucking phone.
He said
animals have animals have souls. Yeah.
Catholics deny that animals have souls?
Yeah, they
first
do.
First of all, yes, of course they do.
Plus,
and because
if that dog's not getting baptized.
Right.
Oof,
God,
girl.
No, please. But no, first of all, of course animals don't have souls. Man has dominion over animals, specifically because we have souls, according to Catholics. But Pope Francis loves to say stuff that piss off Catholics. Like, his big one is, can we please stop fucking talking about abortion and gay rights and talk about the poor? Like, because his big thing, and don't get me wrong, it's not like he's a revolutionary and changing the Catholic Church, you know, it's still the Catholic Church, but one of his big things is that he's really into talking about poverty. Like, that's his big...
He used to take the bus back in Argentina.
Yeah.
And Beyonce rode her bike to her concert here in Brooklyn at Barclays.
Public transportation!
Jay-Z took the subway.
Yeah!
I think they would talk about...
That really happened?
Animals,
yes.
Souls,
bullshit.
And... Yeah, Jay-Z,
that's
there
a fucking PR stunt.
Oh, absolutely. But...
She was probably on a bike that was super glued onto a Humvee.
What, you don't think
roof.
She can ride a bike?
Oh, I don't...
I can't.
You know what,
sorry. We all know, the Jarring Segway listeners know I can't ride a bike, so.
I ride my bike to work every day. I almost got hit today by first a garbage truck,
Jesus.
And then...
Holy crap.
Then... It was smelly and warm. And then by just a car that was like, I'm a turn, randomly.
I'm a turn. Dude, biking is dangerous,
if I,
Scott. Be careful.
I know.
Do you wear a helmet?
I wear a helmet, yeah.
You know, it's the front of your head you have to worry about, by the way.
Huh. I wear a Jason mask as well.
Not your face. This part of your head. This
no,
is what gets
no,
cracked.
No, you wear an iron mask. You're the man in the iron mask on your bike.
Johan, I'm going to gently remind you that this is a podcast, and when you point to a part of your face...
it's this part, though. See what I'm doing
it's the
there?
The part
our
I'm about to punch with my ring.
Okay, so we talked about you being on a bike. It's very unsafe,
guys,
Scott.
Speaking of Beth's ring, if you could be any of the Planeteers, the Captain Planet kids... Which one would you be?
I don't know Captain Planet. Sorry.
He's our hero.
Fire.
Brings pollution down to zero.
I've only seen one episode, so I couldn't tell
which
you.
Which one?
I don't remember. It was the one where they saved the planet.
Oh. So any
there.
Episode.
So any episode. I could tell you what Scooby-Doo character I would want to be. I can't tell you what... You
all right. I'll take that.
Which one?
I would want to be Fred because he's cute.
Friend.
Is that not true? I would actually...
Huh.
I
Donna's
can't decide,
the
no,
whore bag, right?
There's no Donna. There's
Donna the whore bag.
There's Velma.
Velma's
there's
the
Daphne.
One with that sweater she wore.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Why does she have such a big fucking floppy sweater?
I don't know. There's Shaggy.
She doesn't want to be defined by her body.
But that exactly. fucking sweater just fucking tightened up a little bit. I mean, you have to have such a fucking floppy sweater.
She does not have to conform to your standards. Oh, I don't give a shit.
I don't. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck.
You better just not. Like,
it got floppier as the seasons went on.
You know what?
Yeah, well, whatever. Have you ever owned a sweater that you really like and you wear a lot? Because that's what happens.
It stretches out. That's
Donna would wash
realism.
It for her.
Realism.
Nobody washed it.
I like that Donna is in charge. Donna sexist. Was in charge of the laundry and she never sexist. Showed up.
So
no, I would probably, I think I would want to Velma? Be, I wouldn't be Shaggy. I wouldn't be Shaggy because Shaggy, like, talked to Scooby. He was totally stoned all the time. I don't smoke pot, but he was total stoner.
Huh, yeah.
Who was a hot chick, though?
That was Daphne.
Daphne? Did Daphne. She and Fred have something?
Yeah. That, yeah, didn't
was
they?
Was that the assumption?
Oh, yeah. And then Velma was actually kind of like this lesbian icon.
Yeah, she was uh-huh. a lesbian. What about Shaggy?
And Shaggy. He was asexual.
Yeah.
Remember, he actually had something remember that with... Shaggy song about, like, banging on the bathroom floor? Yeah. Was me.
I
Shaggy and Scooby
Shaggy.
Had something.
No.
I like to think it was the same Shaggy.
Also,
it was.
Can we talk about the abomination that was Scrappy Doo?
Yeah, that fucking shit fucked everything up every time it came in.
It's like Scruff McGruff.
Oh my god.
Regular McGruff's nephew.
Garfield and Friends? Like when the And Friends part came on, it was so bad with the egg with the feet.
You know what? I'm going to say it. I've always thought that Garfield
Friends.
Just. Perpetuated gluttony.
Really?
We don't really need that.
Lasagna. I mean, come on.
All he wants to do is eat lasagna and complain sleep. About Mondays. He's like a step below Kathy. Ack!
Kathy.
Chocolate.
Who's Kathy?
Kathy, the comic strip that was like literally probably the worst thing to happen to women since, I don't know, Tiger Woods. Wait, who's another worst thing to happen to women since...
The Triangle Factory fire.
Oh, that one's better because they actually died.
Was yeah. that a
worst thing
bomb?
That happened to women since King Henry VIII. Shout out to Beth Cherney. What? Sorry. We're just talking about King Henry VIII and his wives. Anyway.
Was Beth Cherney married to King Henry VIII?
No, but she would have been a kick-ass queen. If she'd been married to him, she would not have been beheaded.
Wolf Hall is this thing that's like making...
She's watched.
The books, TV show. Yeah. It's got a 6-hour play. Yeah. Like a 2-part
oh,
play.
But it's Cromwell's story.
Okay.
Like, I didn't know
yeah,
that. I thought it was
yeah,
it's Cromwell's
tell me
story.
About Wolf Hall.
So Wolf Hall is, from what I understand, I don't know a lot about it. I've seen little bits and pieces when Beth was watching. And it's just Oliver Cromwell's story. But of course, Oliver Cromwell was, you know, this guy was so important. During, I can't believe I'm saying this guy. I believe Oliver Cromwell, Prime Minister? Right? I don't know what the fuck. Listen, jarring segue, I have a moment where I'm going to sound like an idiot. Forgive me. Anyway, it's Oliver Cromwell. It's, of course, Henry VIII is very important in his story. And Damian Lewis from Homeland... plays him, and he plays him very well, and he's very handsome, because Henry VIII was very handsome. He was a very handsome man. And,
He was a player.
He was a player, but just a reminder, he did not, everyone likes to say he beheaded lots and lots of women. He was married 6 times, and it goes in this order, because it's easy to remember, divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, widowed. That his 6, he beheaded 2 of them, he divorced 2 of them, one of them died in childbirth, or...
I would
after
just like
childhood.
To point out that in nicer words, you are saying, guys, let's stop being unreasonable. He only beheaded 2 of his
no,
wives.
No, but the 2 of them were actually believed to be committing treasonous acts. That's the thing that's so interesting about it, is that there's this idea that Henry VIII like hated women and liked whatever, and it's not as simple as that, which I think is just, which of course it's not, because history is never as simple as that, but... Yeah, because Beth was giving me all sorts of cool... She was telling me all about it. She was like, he loved his first wife. He was in love with her, and they couldn't conceive. And Henry VIII was very, very religious. Very religious man. And he believed he was being punished by God. And that's why they couldn't conceive. And that's why, ultimately, he divorced her. He didn't have her beheaded. He didn't come up with a reason to kill her. He had the marriage. He divorced her because they weren't having children.
Mm.
I know. So, King Henry VIII.
I
let's just
are
give
you
on our
advocating
list?
Beheading people? I'm
no,
so confused.
No, I'm not.
By this.
I'm just saying that stories are usually more interesting than simple as this guy was evil, this guy was good.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Stories are usually more.
Shouldn't the guillotine was invented to be more humane?
Yes, by a. Was it doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was then, like, ashamed of his life's work.
But he.
Do you remember the story where they. they did this test where the guy who got his head cut off of the guillotine, the doctor asked him if you can still, if you're still in, like you're still aware of what's going on, blink twice to me once your head's on the ground. And the guy's head fell off, and the guy blinked twice at the doctor.
That sounds like an urban legend.
No, it's true. I read it on, or heard on Radio Lab.
Okay,
Oh, wait. Do you mean you heard it on radio?
Lab. Radio Lab.
Because they finish each other's sentences?
I don't listen to Radio Lab, so I wouldn't know. Because I...
Everyone I know loves it and listens to it, and I do love me a good podcast, and I love stuff like it. It drives me crazy that they finish each other's sentences. See, I wouldn't even let you do it. Because that's how crazy...
It's crazy. It
drives me.
Makes.
Drags. Makes. Me.
Moving on.
So, it is on our list of things to talk about. What period of time, what period of history would you like to live in if... Okay, we previewed this and talked about
right,
it
right.
before the podcast,
yes.
and we all decided that right here, right now, baby, we'll take it.
Yeah. I think people think about going back in time and they don't realize how racist it is. No matter when you go back, it's extremely racist.
They literally look at the fashion, and they're like, I'd like to live
with
those pretty dresses.
Exactly. And then they get there, and they're in the fucking diner, and they put it on the jukebox and tell
guys,
somebody...
Guys, we don't have enough diseases right now.
I was going to say, I really want to die of diphtheria or the bubonic plague.
Diphtheria.
I'd like to die of diphtheria. I'd like to die of the consumption. I'd like to go to the...
What's the consumption?
It's tuberculosis. Just a prettier
word.
Sounds
way better as consumption.
Well, that's I got the consumption. It's just TB. People were dying of TB.
Mm.
It's a very sad way to die.
I would just kill myself.
That's pleasant.
Well, if
I mean, a lot of people who get diagnosed with some kind of terminal disease do.
Yeah.
Have to go on suicide.
We should have some of them on. Oh, they said do kill themselves.
Well,
no, they go on suicide watch.
That as well, but...
Yes.
So anyway, so period of time, I like the 1920s and I like the 1940s.
The jazz age.
You've
music.
Always been a secret drinker.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Post-World War II, maybe?
Mm-hmm. If I'm... if I could literally... And
if
I mean
you,
this literally.
If you could turn back time,
if
you could find a way...
turn back time!
I feel like it's not an episode of Jarring Segue if Beth doesn't impersonate Cher, too.
Oh,
so.
I could turn back time.
And now...
It's a really bad Cher.
And now
the
Christopher Walken.
Yeah, I was just about to say...
Oh my god, because you saw my status update, right? That I was doing... That I walked into my apartment and I started doing songs from the Music Man as Christopher Walken.
Let's hear it.
You've got... Trouble, my friends, right here in River City with a capital T, and that rhymes with B, and that stands
my friend,
a pool.
My
why
friend,
were you cutting me off? You weren't even letting me do my Christopher Walken. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, here's why. My friend Kelly, who is a dear... She's like my sister. Grew up next door to me. She's wonderful. But one day in high school, she decided she had a phenomenal Joe Pesci imitation that sounded nothing like Joe Pesci. And she would just go, I'm Joe Pesci. I'm Joe Pesci. I sound just like Joe Pesci. And I was
what
like,
am I doing?
Have you ever heard Joe Pesci?
Yeah.
I know he's the, what am I, clown to you? Do I look like a clown? Am I clown to you?
I'm going to argue that your Joe Pesci is A.
No better.
A, better than Kelly's. And B, better than your Christopher Walken.
No, my Christopher Walken is not so great in that moment because I'm also trying to do Music Man. I can do an okay Christopher Walken. I think everybody can do an okay Christopher Walken.
No. You know, I took a taxi to the airport in LA and the guy demanded to do all his impersonations to me.
Stop it.
He did Christopher Walken. He did Joe Pesci. They were so bad.
Fran
and
Drescher?
So off.
Wow.
That I
brush.
Almost
Mr.
jumped
Sheffield.
Out of the car. They were so bad. I don't know what you do when somebody's impersonating stuff to you like that.
Well, when they're
driving,
when your life is in their hands,
you
laugh. You
say yes.
That's amazing.
Really good. Do it again.
So my thing is that if I could, and I know this is impossible and it's cheating, but if I could literally take the rights that I have now, you know, and also the sanitation. And the not dying of, you know, malaria or pneumonia or stuff. We think people still die today.
Could you please pronounce the P in that word?
Pneumonia. Yeah. And people, I realize people still die of that today. But I mean, in terms of, you know,
peanut butter ammonia.
Peanut butter ammonia.
New Ben and Jerry's.
If I could be in any period just for the pure whatever of it,
yeah.
It would be in Italy in the Renaissance with all that art. Oh my God, with all those amazing artists and poets and musicians.
Yeah, but they're probably very inaccessible for like, they're probably like 5% of the population.
You probably aren't seeing them. I would be taking the rights that I have and not be dying of diphtheria and pneumonia. And you're telling me that the artists are inaccessible? Shut up. I'm saying I would make them accessible to me. This is my fantasy. Get off my cloud.
Beth, I mean, that's no way to behave about your fantasy.
Can I go into the future?
Yeah. What year do you want to live in? 2015?
2020. 2020.
How's that going to happen in 5 years? Going to
jump it 5 years. Nah.
I could see you like in the Industrial Revolution. Like in the 1860s.
I wouldn't mind being my age in the 90s.
Really? I wouldn't want to be in the 90s.
I would love to have... I would actually... Not that... I think it would have been kind of scary and weird. Not weird, but just because it was a time of great upheaval. But I was born in 1978. The same thing of like being in my 20s in the 70s when all this stuff was like things were changing and women were getting more rights and the Civil Rights, you know, Act had finally been passed and there was just so much more. There was so much... People were so active and
just
protesting.
Just because the political movement has passed, you can still burn your bras.
That implies that I wear them. I do, Mom. I wear bras like a good girl. Ew, creepy. That was weird.
Yeah, you were trying to seduce your mom.
No, please don't. Please don't. No.
Mom, I wear my bras like a little... I'm not naughty. I'm a little naughty girl.
So I've been teaching improv this past week at school. And I put on my sunglasses today, which are prescription sunglasses. They are unisex. They're sunglasses.
Yeah.
So... And they fit my big old face, so I think they're made for that.
Your big old beautiful face.
So one of my students goes, "Mr. Austin, you're wearing women's sunglasses." And I was just still in improv mode after several hours of improv, so I just looked back at her and goes, "I'm also wearing women's underwear." And she just looked at me and I was like, "Tamia, I'm kidding."
Tamia?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's not even the most interesting name I've got. But, yeah, I mean, just a good kid. I just couldn't stop myself. Yeah. And I was like, probably shouldn't have said that as your teacher. But it was fun.
Did they laugh?
The three other kids in the conversation laughed. I think I confused the poor kid. She didn't know whether or not to believe me.
Yeah, she probably thinks you do. You are wearing.
You know what? If you're wearing it, it's men's underwear because you're a man.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome. Listen, see? When I put on clothes, they're women's clothes because I'm a woman. It doesn't matter what I'm wearing. It's a woman's clothes.
How do you feel about onesies?
I would never buy one because having that...
They have like, for adults?
Of course they do. Mm-hmm. They have everything for adults, dude. And no, I don't want to wear a onesie because I would just feel very constricted.
I don't like onesies because it's hard to change my diaper when I'm wearing a onesie.
Since... Last we all podcasted together,
yes.
I've begun dating this lovely man named Mike.
He's so sweet. Hi, Mike. Shout out to Mike.
Shout out to Mike.
She's listening.
You better listen, Mike, or I won't think you're sweet anymore. Kidding, I love you.
So anyway, he recently bought a onesie because it was like $2. And it's like a black fleece onesie. And the pattern are...
Where do you wear it? Sorry.
Beer pong, like solo cups and like ping pong balls.
Oh my gosh.
And also like smiley emojis.
Whoa.
It's the ugliest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Sounds like a boner killer.
Wait, this is like a pajamas? Like, that sounds like a boner killer. Is that what this is?
Yeah, and he's like, this is what I want to wear when I am cold in my apartment.
Wow.
And no one's going to see me. And I was like, that's right. No one's going
to
see
me. That's, you know what, though? More power to you. I mean, I can't say anything. I once owned a leopard print Snuggie. So you know what, Mike? You do you.
What happened to your leopard print Snuggie?
I got rid of it for space reasons. I didn't want to.
You were traveling to Saturn? space reasons.
And now the segment of Johnny Segment, we talk about space reasons.
Oh.
That'd be a good idea.
Guys, I've been listening to Stardate.
Never heard it.
Oh, it's
great.
It's like a 2-minute NPR bit that they'll put on about it's this day and they'll talk about the stars.
Oh, that's
it's great.
Yeah,
I just learned that you know, Earth is one of the more young planets, because again, that's why we're so small. And just like, the thing is, I retain almost nothing, but I've been listening to Stardate for years.
You remember it for 2 seconds and then you're done.
The woman's name is Sandy Wood, and I find her voice soothing. I wonder if she's related to Don Wood.
Anyway, let's talk about dinosaurs. Speaking of things that are old.
Oh.
Can we talk about
that
dinosaurs?
Was another thing that I learned on Stardate. Mm. A lot of scientists think that the water got on Earth because it, like, comets hit the Earth.
That's true. I've heard this.
It's been discredited and disproven because the, like, makeup of comets and, like, what we take from space and, like, do sampling on comets that do make any contact with whatever way we can test them is completely different than what our water is. And it wouldn't be. So we don't know how the Earth got so much water.
Isn't that wonderful that we don't know that?
I love not knowing things. And that's, I do too. Maybe that's why things...
It's all we do, though.
Maybe
how
that's why
like
this
that?
Podcast doesn't stay with me.
That's why we should embrace it.
Is because there's so many questions. Like, we talked about the possibility of intelligence out there on other planets, and it's very likely because other stars have many, many... Like, there are many, many other stars that also have planets, but the more circular the orbit, the more likely that there's going to be life, because your distance from your sun is not going to change. And the more planets that are circling a star, the more likely they will have circular orbits. So if a star only has, like, two planets, they're probably really ovocular, or elliptical.
Elliptical.
Orbits and very...
I prefer the treadmill.
Ah.
Sorry, continue.
So you just say, fuck you, knees. Continue. I'm not going to elliptical. Continue. No, that's all I have to say about space.
Space is a good thing.
To answer your question, the thing that I love about science, and I am not a person who... I'm not someone who kind of follows the fuck yeah science and, like, bows down to science the way some people have been doing recently, which kind of makes me sad. There's been this, like, recent thing where it's like, if you literally don't worship at the altar of Richard Dawkins or Neil deGrasse Tyson, I'm like, that's kind of... Can we all calm down? Science is amazing.
And that's the thing. I don't think either of those scientists would like to
They're pop scientists, too, aren't they?
Thought of in that way.
Dawkins would. It sells books. He makes a lot of money off of that worship. So Dawkins would. Tyson, I don't think, would. Okay. I think... But Dawkins, I think, fucking loves it. But I say that as someone who knows him personally. I don't. Anyway.
All right, Dawkins, you heard it here.
Up. Yeah, he's going
to
listen.
Ah, great. Now no members of PETA will not listen to us.
George Zimmerman.
We lost him.
And now we've lost Dawkins. No, we lost Dawkins before. I think I called Dawkins an asshole on a previous podcast.
Yeah, no, I remember hearing him.
But one of the things that I love about science, the thing that's so beautiful about it, is that with every question that is answered in scientific inquiry or answer to the best of our knowledge, it always opens up at least two or three more questions. There's it's never ending. Like, there literally will never not be a question to be pondered, to offer a hypothesis about, or a thesis about. Like, that's why I love it.
If you were thinking of smoking weed to our podcast, now is the time to start.
Please stop.
But anyway, that's one of the things I love, is that there's an unending series of questions. Plus the whole question of, like, how did it all begin? Because even the people who say, well, we've got the mathematic formula, it can never really account for how something came from nothing.
And maybe it hasn't even begun yet.
Ooh, okay, definitely take a hit right now.
It's only just begun.
Take two hits.
So, and now we're going to just play you the Carpenters for a long time.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises. A kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun.
Great. How did you find that? Do we have the rights to that? We're going to get busted, I think. But you played it, thank God.
Okay.
Actually,
pour one out for Karen.
No, podcast listeners, what I probably just did is played you sounds of Power Tools. Carpenters.
Power Tools.
Carpenters, high five. Scott's not high-fiving my pun.
And you didn't...
No, because I love Karen. Her voice is so sad.
So beautiful.
She makes me feel things.
Well, as she should, and her life is so sad.
What happened to her in life?
She died of heart... She was anorexic, and she got so thin. She died of heart failure.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was
when
very
I was little,
sad.
My parents told me that she died of an eating disorder, and I didn't know what that meant. We were listening to the Christmas Time Life thing.
Yeah.
So I thought she ate too much and like stopped being able to swallow food and like choked on.
Aww.
And then you saw pictures of her.
A piece
and you're
of
like...
fried chicken. And then I saw a picture of her and exactly. Eyebrow raised to describe what you're doing.
Yeah.
And
you realized, so sick. She was so talented.
Yeah.
She had such a beautiful voice. And there was just nothing. She was a troubled soul. Troubled soul. Speaking of troubled
souls.
Hopefully
she'll be okay.
Hopefully. Let's talk about reality TV.
Reality TV. We never talked about dinosaurs, but
we kind of did.
We teased it.
Listen, everybody. If you're listening now,
we could
press pause and talk to yourself or someone you
about
love.
About Stegosaurus.
About the Stegosaurus, about the Triceratops. Go see Jurassic World.
The Pterodactyl.
The Brontosaurus, which isn't a thing anymore, I know, but I still love the name Brontosaurus.
Hey guys.
Hey, what is it?
Hey, guys.
What?
Why can't you hear when a pterodactyl is in the bathroom?
Why?
Silent P.
That is funny. That was super funny. It was a spelling joke.
Reality TV.
Why,
you want to talk about reality TV?
Why was the dinosaur allowed near the school?
Why?
It was a pedophile dactyl.
That's a what?
Did you
that
just
was,
make that up just now?
Yeah.
That we can tell. Because it was really terrible. Reality TV.
I mean, it was terrible, but I'm totally going to try to tell
pedophile
it
dactyl? Dactyl?
That's terrible. No.
Can
we not get pedophile
something
dogs,
there.
Please?
Are we not? We're sure there's something there.
There's nothing there.
There's something there.
There's nothing there. Back away.
Reality
from
TV.
Thank you. Yes.
Reality TV.
I typically
isn't
only
it
like it
TV
when
now?
It's a competition show.
Right, like an Amazing Race, or So You Think You Can Dance, or The Voice, or something like
Project
that.
Project Runway.
Runway. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it when I've watched some reality TV that was in that way. Last year I watched the entire season of The Bachelor. My friend Kelly and I texted back and forth about it and what have you. But I love shows that have competitive elements because it means you have to have talent. And some of the people who get on these shows are, I watched So You Think You Can Dance, and the level of talent of the dancers is amazing.
I was briefly watching So You Think You Can Yodel, and then I decided that
is that
something
show,
no one should be subjected to. It's actually been replaced by, our government now uses So You Think You Can Yodel instead of waterboarding.
I just snorted at your joke. Your funny, funny joke made me snort. It was a funny joke.
Thanks.
Years ago, I was living, I had a roommate, and she was really nice. And
years ago, you were living?
And now I'm dead.
Ah.
This podcast is brought to you from purgatory. Years ago, when I was living with
I feel like your ghost on the podcast is going to be good. When we get it.
When you get my... Listen, when I come back as a ghost, and I have a ghost picture on my phone right now, by the way, sent to me by a guy...
I just saw Ghosts at BAM, the Einrich Ibsen play. It was phenomenal.
Really?
Who knew a play about venereal disease
but Ibsen,
would be...
What else did Ibsen do?
Doll's House is what he's best known for. The father of modern drama.
Yeah.
But
good stuff.
I mean, it's kind of like saying Meryl Streep's a good actress. Homeboy can write a play.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Totes my goats. Back to reality TV.
Life.
You've
got
to stop
interrupting
me. Back
to reality
TV.
Listen,
you dudes interrupting the chick.
I don't
very
watch reality TV.
This is what I'm talking about. You don't let me finish sentences. It's the patriarchy, folks. Welcome to the patriarchy.
Beth,
Party
I think that's...
one.
That's what you've missed so much. Is not being able to complete your own thoughts.
Oh, I missed it so much. So you don't watch reality TV.
Mm-mm.
What about you? You watch competitive.
Just competition. If I get hooked early in the season, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm donezos. I will sometimes watch like the whole season on Hulu or on TV and just binge watch like a rainy weekend.
Is Project Runway your favorite?
I like Project Runway a lot. I do like The Voice.
What about cooking shows?
I like Top Chef a lot. All right, I'll say it. Sometimes I watch America's Next Top Model.
What? That's a competition show.
Oh, it's bad.
I've watched many seasons.
Is it called America's Next Top Model?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. But now I can smize. So
smizing is amazing. First of all, Tyra Banks, I used to...
How do people get jobs or dates without knowing how to smize?
What's smize?
Smizing.
Smile with your eyes.
With your eyes. It's a...
I'm smizing right now.
He is smizing. That's a beautiful...
You're good.
Scott,
you're kind of smiling.
Listen, everyone on the podcast, you cannot see it, but Scott has a beautiful smile.
You are often smiling while you smize, but you don't have to be.
Yeah. It's amazing.
You're like furrowing your brow. Like, I look like... You look like I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Is the way you're looking at me.
Can I also recommend to everyone that the next time you go on a date and it doesn't go well and you want to let the person down easy, do your best
just
Tyra
Banks.
Shut up.
That would be my...
How do you feel about the... we've vented about this on the podcast before, but how do you feel when someone doesn't get back in touch or even say something as kind as, hey, dude, I'm not interested anymore. How do you feel about that, John?
I think they should be put in a mental institute. Huh. Not that that happens to me at all.
Okay.
It has happened to me. Dating means sometimes being ghosted.
Is
that what they call them, ghosting?
Some salt for their wounds?
No, I'm fine. Ghosting is not when someone doesn't get back to you after a first date. That's not ghosting. That's just not getting back to someone after a first date. Ghosting is
being a D-bag.
Ghosting is when
all the filthy things I've said on this episode of the podcast.
And you shortened douchebag.
I don't want to say douchebag.
Yeah. God forbid you say douchebag.
No, ghosting is when there's actually... something approaching almost a relationship when you've been dating for... And then the person just disappears.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's eve?
Summer's douche?
Summer's eve.
Douchebags come out in the summer. That's what they say.
Yeah, I think they're kind
of around. Everyone comes out in the summer. That's like saying, ice cream sales and crime are
everybody
related.
Everybody. So, reality TV versus... actual reality. Is that what we're talking about?
Virtual reality versus actual reality.
Virtual reality versus actual reality. It's interesting because they've started to have more and more of those virtual reality games. And, this sounds very morbid. I'm glad that I'm not going to be alive in the time when we get into, super duper virtual crazy reality where you can go into, a thing and put... put a helmet on and basically be on the moon.
Yeah.
I'm actually glad that I'm not going to be alive.
It could happen.
I just feel sad for people.
You said I'm going to die in 10 years?
No, you'll die in 20, but this maybe around 10.
I feel sad for people who lose themselves in a virtual reality because you have too much control. And that's the lovely thing about life is that you don't have that much control.
Exactly.
You can do some things for yourself, but... largely you rely on other people to also create your reality.
Right. Is it Taoist? It's very much about giving up control and recognizing that you control almost nothing.
Yeah.
And which is actually very freeing. It frees you to just live your life and...
Yeah.
Just the Tao of Pooh, is that a book?
Yeah, and the Day of Piglet.
I hate Winnie the Pooh.
Do you? Why?
What?
I think he's a dumb fuck.
Wow.
Oh,
he
my
is.
God. Just stab me in the
he
heart.
Is.
And I don't even think in, a lovable way.
Huh.
Somehow I find Amelia Bedelia stomachable. Because she's...
Stomachable.
She's at least trying to do a good thing. Pooh's just in his own... He's got his head up his ass.
He's got his head
fucking
in a fucking
dumb.
Honey jar, Scott.
Yeah. Literally and the more modern definition of literally.
He usually just gets stuck in the treehouse.
He'll spend hours being like, what the fuck is chasing me? Because he's walking in a circle. We took a break because my computer was about to die.
And now we're just trying to catch up on what
topic
we're
on. And we're back. We're back. And we're just going to talk about gentrification.
I live in Bed-Stuy. So that's... And I'm a white lady. So
dance or die, Bed-Stuy.
A lot of the viewers or listeners probably thought you were black up until now. So this is probably a big thing. Or Chinese.
Let's not make assumptions about what our listeners thought. Gentrification, I mean, it's a tough topic as a white lady to have an opinion about, but, you know, it's one of those things where it is horrible to see people who've lived in a community or lived in a neighborhood be priced out. And it happens in all cities, but in New York it happens at such a rapid rate.
Yeah, I just read the play Well by Lisa Krohn, because I'm just branching off of the newly crowned Tony Award-winning Fun Home. Mm-hmm. And she wrote the book to that and was probably the first female writing and composing team to win Tony.
Awesome.
Lisa Krohn has this play called Well that she explores the relationship with her mother, and also her mother suffers from what they just call allergies, and she used to suffer from allergies, and then she even went to this allergy unit, and the play focuses a lot about that, but it also talks about, like, the wellness of a neighborhood, and her mom strongly believed that their neighborhood should stay integrated, that it needed a lot of diversity, and it was really an interesting thought. And you look at this neighborhood, and I'm like, oh, you know, I am glad that Crown Heights is still, you know, there is still a lot of diversity here. But then, you know, an old establishment, like an older bar closes and something new opens, and I'm like, ooh, a well-lit coffee shop. I'm happy about that. So I do feel conflicted as well, because I value the diversity, and I value the idea of living in a neighborhood that my students can also afford to live in, type of a thing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there are certain blocks that I walk down, I'm like, I don't feel safe. And that makes me not feel good about myself. I don't know why I upspoke that. Probably because I'm just not proud that there are blocks that I walk down. And I'm like, I feel oogie. But at the same time, you know, I've had people try to get money out of me before. Just a couple of weeks ago, this guy came up to me and he had his hand under his shirt and he had something pointed at me and he said, I have a gun pointed at you.
What?
Give me your money.
That happened?
Yeah, this happened.
You did not tell me that.
I don't know what the hell I was doing, but I was like, no, that's not going to happen. And he said, no, Matt, I'm going to give me your money or I will shoot you. And I said, no, what's actually going to happen is I'm going to back away from you into the well-lit street instead of the sidewalk. And there are people not even half a block away. And you're not going to shoot me for the $20 I have in my wallet. It's like, that's not going to happen. And he takes his hand out of his shirt and I almost wet myself, but he was holding his cell phone. He didn't have a gun.
Asshole.
He was trying to mug me with his cell phone. And then he was just like, I'm really hungry, Matt. And I just bought a bag of chips that I had. And I gave him my bag of chips.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, what the fuck? Also, not advice to you listeners on what to do when someone tries to mug you.
Take back the night.
But it was a weird thing. But since then, I've been really, like, jumpy walking down streets.
Yeah, I wonder why.
When I am not surrounded by people who are out and about. And it brings up, like, a little bit of, you know, as soon as he started doing it, one of the thoughts in my head is like, I wish you weren't black. Because it's just perpetuating a stereotype in my head that I know I can fight. Mm-hmm. And I know, mm-hmm. you know, working at a school where I am almost always the only white person in the room, I can fight these stereotypes. But it was just that moment that I, like, I wish a white guy was doing this to me, because... Anyway, I'm going to tell my mom not to listen to this podcast episode, because I've now talked about potential mugging and near misses of getting hit by giant moving vehicles on my bike. Hey, it's been a good couple months. Gentrification, Johan?
No, nothing. No, nothing on that topic.
Great. Booze?
Booze?
Booze.
You guys don't booze much, Scott.
I don't drink.
Oh, I do.
I don't drink.
Do you? What do you drink, Scott?
Yeah, I like whiskey, gin, and beers. I like IPAs.
Me too.
You know, I went to the Botanic Gardens last night. And
is it botanic, not botanical? My friend and I had this discussion. No, she was saying
botanical.
She was saying botanical, and then she's like, I'm pretty sure it's botanic.
There's one of each. One's in the Bronx, one's here. I'm going to look.
Maybe it's the Bronx Botanic?
It's Brooklyn Botanic Gardens, as per my membership card. But they have, like, members' nights where they do cocktails, and they made a lovely rose water gin ricky. It was delicious. Delicious.
I like
every now and
drinks.
Then I like a fancy cocktail.
Yeah.
I like a hot toddy in the winter. Sounds like the worst idea on a day like today. But,
yeah. No, I like gin tonics in the summer.
Yeah.
It's a good drink. I used to drink whiskey on the rocks. I don't.
Beth, when you, on the rare occasion you get a cocktail, what do you order?
I like anything that has rye in it. Mm. I love rye.
Like a pastrami sandwich.
Stop interrupting me.
She just puts it in a blender.
Stop interrupting me, men, just because you have penises.
Talk so fast.
Cool with your penises. So anything with rye and ginger, I love that combination. That very, you know, common combination of a ginger and whiskey kind of thing. I don't like overly sweet. I can't do things like Manhattans, like overly sweet
Negronis,
cocktails. Like,
oh, I like them both.
Do not
I like
sweet cocktails.
I don't like,
I don't like sweet cocktails, but I like the occasional like champagne or Prosecco cocktail.
Yeah.
That can be really nice. And I mean, it's interesting too, because so I went out for, so Beth Cherney's birthday was recently, and we went to Zombie Hut.
Mm, I love Zombie Hut.
Yep, in your neighborhood.
God knows why I like Zombie Hut. Because
it's fun. It's fun, and the cocktails are cheap. They're $6 cocktails. And it was funny because I was asking for virgin cocktails, and it was basically just two different drinks that I got. There were just a couple of different fruit juices mixed together.
Sure.
So it was kind of like, it was more like I should have just gotten, you know, a ginger ale or whatever, because it was just basically like, this does not feel like having a cocktail. You know, if you take pineapple juice and cranberry juice and you mix it without alcohol, it just feels like having a sippy cup. It does not feel like a cocktail. Whereas
Do you actually order it in a sippy cup?
God, I wish I could. But no, there
they have some bars like that.
There was a place. Shut up. There was a bar. There was a place I went where I
they
asked
don't.
For.
They don't have that.
God,
I'm sure they do.
They do.
Listen,
they
if
do.
You
I was
see
kidding
these
about not
two,
having.
They crosstalk to each other. They ignore me. I feel like I'm the lone woman in Congress.
We are letting you talk. We let you describe
you
your alcohol
talk
preferences
be sufficient,
for quite
Beth.
Some time. And you are a Prosecco girl.
Yes.
That's your thing. That's your jam.
Well, that's more Beth Cherney's jam is Prosecco, and she introduced me to it, and I really like it. But if I was going to choose anyone else, like if I was going to be like, you can have one alcoholic drink a week, and that's what
who
you're going to have.
Whose voice is that?
I don't know.
It's the prohibition voice.
If you're going to have one alcoholic
drink. You're
going to
have
drink,
one drink. You're going to
have
this
one drink a week. It would always be whiskey. It'd be rye. See, I like rye, and I like it on the rocks, and I like to sip it and feel good and warm.
I have some rye. Would you like some?
It make you feel nice and warm.
Whoa! That was...
Guys, today on Jarring Segway...
Whoa!
Improv updates.
Improv updates.
Do you have improv updates?
Yes,
yeah.
I have performance coming up.
Yeah, I have 2 months of performances coming up.
With level
Monday
six.
Nights.
What are your groups
7
called? What are your groups called?
We don't have a name yet. I'm in level 6 at the Magnet Theater.
Yes,
and they
is.
Put us on performance teams. Right now we're rehearsing as 16 people. And we're going to be split soon into 2 groups of 8, and then our group of 8 will come up with a name of sorts. But it's been nice, because really since John Mayer Bloomberg, I haven't had a group that I've really loved being a part of, and I'm doing some improv with some funny people who I love being on stage with.
Good.
I am working with 2 groups just here and there, like for a while, actually doing, I had a whole month of shows with a group called Wikipedia Live, which was great. Scott came to see.
Such a funny form.
Such a fun format. And unfortunately, and I just realized this, our next show is July 2nd. I am just now have...
The booked. Nation's birthday.
2 days off, but thank you.
Close.
So close, Johan. Don't take
Second
the
of July.
Don't take the citizens test anytime soon.
2nd of July, fireworks, barbecues.
You know,
Jesus
when
and Mary.
When I was studying abroad in London, my really smart roommate asked me where we might go see fireworks on the 4th of July.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And when I suggested that England might not celebrate the fall of imperialism.
Why?
He was like, you know, for the tourists. He was a smart guy.
Sometimes smart people say dumb things. So Wikipedia Live is performing on July 2nd. And I will put some updates on Facebook or with, you know, I will add updates or maybe I'll edit it in. But sadly, and I haven't even told them this yet, I will not be there. I will be in Atlanta visiting my sister.
You heard it here first. Beth is going to Atlanta instead of being with Wikipedia Live.
Atlanta, Georgia. Hang 'em high, hang 'em low.
She's going to the birthplace of Coca-Cola.
This is true. And I've been to the Coca-Cola. I've been to their you know, museum or blah, 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 or whatever. And it was pretty, it's actually kind of fun and all that sort of thing. And then also I'm in a show, I'm with a group called Vice Cream, and we will be performing, I believe, at the end of June-ish or something.
Vice Cream.
I like, yeah. I did not pick the name. I can't claim the name. So super fun. And
as a shout out to my group back in Syracuse, Oregon Fail, I recently bought a shirt that says Oregon Trail.
Nice.
And I love, it's such a conversation piece because everyone in our generation is like, yes, I love that game. And I've had many talks about dysentery and fording rivers and shooting too many deer and oxen to carry.
Speaking
and
of times blah, 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 you could go back to.
Would not do it.
Not the Oregon Trail.
Nope. It sounds horrific.
Horrific.
Broken axles and everything. But I had one woman who was a little bit older come in and she was like, oh, like Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea, westward expansion. And I was like, yes. And we had a lovely conversation all about history. And she thought that legit that was what my shirt was. And I just let it happen.
Good.
And then I felt like, I felt bad.
Because
someone my age walked in right when we were finishing talking about it and looked at my shirt and goes, oh, I loved that game. And she was like, oh, what?
Oh,
was
snap. Like, why did, oh, time. Because it, if that dude hadn't walked in, or chick, or whatever, that blows. But
Joe's drawing
a banana?
He's drawing two pictures now. One of them is stick figure Beth, who is taller and has crazy hair than stick figure Scott. And we are both standing atop I think it is a fox smoking a cigarette.
Yes.
Stick
Johan.
Figure
That's
Johan.
What it is, Johan, as a fox smoking a cigarette. Good
the
call.
The other picture is Beth. I think she's doing a musical theater song and dance with a banana that is bigger than her.
Does the banana have
her.
A penis?
It's, I think it's holding a gun.
Oh,
it's a blowhorn.
It's,
I
like Get ready for the banana.
I like that you said that, like, well, obviously, this banana has a blowhorn.
Blowhorn, as it should. Anyway, Johan.
Oh, my students just performed at the UCB Teen Improv Festival. I was really happy they were the only group, the day we performed, at least, that did not make a racist joke or a sex joke.
Oh. Good for them.
They kept it clean, and they were hilarious.
Oh,
nothing
that's
funnier than racism and sexism, as you know.
Or sex.
John, I feel like we've all missed you. Can you
do a wrap-up?
Can you tell a story?
Guys, today was good. Beside the banana and Beth meeting for the first time.
Beautiful.
Not a euphemism.
to kick off game day with the blowhorn. I think we realized a lot of things today.
We did.
We realized that, you know, at the end of the day, reality TV is going to be even better than reality.
Because
where else can Beyonce and the Pope get together and talk about what types of drinks they like. I don't condone drinking with stegosaurs, but if you have to, Negroni.
And on that note, thank you so much for listening. Thank you to everyone who sent in topics. We will be returning to more regular podcasting. Unfortunately, we won't have Johan with us, but
regular like we're eating bran.
God, exactly. And please, anyone who's listening, if you would like to be a guest on Jarring Segue and come talk about your life and things you like to do and your hobbies and, you know, dinosaurs and the Pope and Beyonce, then please post on our Facebook page. If you're a friend of one of ours, send a message. Just let us know. We'd love to have you as a guest on the show, since we won't have Johan anymore, since he's leaving us again. He's going back to California. But
speaking of Westward expansion, am I right?
Am I right? Westward ho. That's what this girl is.
Ayo.
So thank you so much. And as always, we are Jarring Segue. I am Beth Hicks.
I'm Scott Austin.
Joel Grabby.
Have a wonderful evening and stay cool, everybody.
And remember, swipe right.
You hold. We're together.